there is no major changes on the ground, especially in Khartoum City. Still, the rapid support control above 90% of the city. And the new images of the war in Khartoum is there is a heavy bombing from the military aircraft. This evening, there is an incident, 9 people being reported killed by the bombing from the aircraft, and that's including some children.
The Secretary General of the United Nations is concerned about the possibility of the conflict leading to a full-scale civil war that could destabilize the whole Horn of Africa region. What is your view on this?
I believe most of my people here believe if the war in Sudan being over-controlling, I think it is easily to could spread over the other countries, at least the neighborhood countries. But I don't think that is a moment we can expect it very soon.
I understand that members of the Forces for Freedom and Change, the FFC, you have been meeting with some African leaders. Who are some of the leaders that you have met with or been meeting with, and what has been your message?
We have meeting so far with the president of Uganda, President Museveni, and today we meet with the deputy prime minister of Ethiopia, and we meet with the Troika ambassadors and EU and some other internationals. The main message that we've been delivered is, number one, the war should have stopped and a political process need to be triggered immediately. And also we deliver the message that the civilians should be at the heart of this process. We also talking about the inclusivity of the political process, and we do need to see internationals and regional community come together and stand behind the One Platform initiative. And I can tell you the message has been well received by the internationals.
There are those who have floated the idea of an African Union-led peacekeeping force. Does your group share this view, or is that one idea that you're putting forward?
That's one of the ideas, but the reality is there is multiple initiatives. So what we need to see, we need a collaboration between these multiple efforts, whether African Union or the Jeddah initiative or the EU communities. We do need a collaboration that's end up with the one initiative and one platform.